how good are you at bouncing back or getting back in the game, so to speak? That's resiliency, and exercising the skill of resiliency is something that we can get better at. We can actually learn this skill, and I believe that as Christians, we have an edge, and I want to talk about it.
Are you tired of feeling like you never measure up? Are you tired of setting goals but giving up on yourself before you ever cross the finish line? Are you ready to live a life that you actually enjoy? Oh girl, you're in the right place. Are you ready to experience confidence like you never have before? You are in the right place. God made you powerful and capable. And if you struggle to see yourself that way, I believe it's because your self-image has become distorted. My name is Tina Feemster. I'm a trained and certified Christian self-image coach, and God has placed a call on my heart to reach Christian women who struggle with how they see themselves. When you learn the truth about who you are in Him and who He is in you, your whole life will be renewed and improved in a way that only God can orchestrate. I'm going to help you discover the incredible way that God put you together. Settle in, sis, and get cozy. We're going to talk about it.
I think we can all agree that life is difficult and unfair at times. That's not a surprise to any of us, right? Like, it's a familiar part of our experience here on this planet. And there are tough days and unexpected challenges that can really, you know, come along that get in the way of our progress. And there are some of those challenges that literally stop us in our tracks. And I know that when I've experienced significant setbacks and disappointments, I have one of two choices to make. I can either give up or I can get back up. And I know now I'm better at getting back up than I used to be. I'm better now exercising the skill of resiliency than I used to be, because now I've learned to rely more and more and more on God. But I used to be a person who really struggled because I looked only at myself. I focused on myself and my own strength and my own abilities, and I really didn't rely enough on the Lord. I know I am not enough on my own to bounce back to the degree that I need to when I hit these challenges or these setbacks. But when I can tap into the truth of God's word, it offers me strength and help. I have to reach out and I have to take that. So that really is the edge that we have. We have another layer of help and strength that unbelievers do not have. So when we are trying to make this forward momentum, we're trying to move forward in our lives and make progress, no matter what it is that you're working on, we have this edge because we can go to the Lord and rely on His strength and His help. Jen Johnson has this song called "You're Gonna Be Okay." If you haven't heard this song, go listen to it. It's so good. I want to read you some of the lyrics. It says, "I know it's all you've got to just be strong, and it's a fight just to keep it together. I know you think that you are too far gone, but hope is never lost." I love that. "Hold on, don't let go. Just take one step closer, put one foot in front of the other. You'll get through this. Just follow the light in the darkness. You're gonna be okay. I know your heart is heavy from those nights, but remember, you're a fighter. You never know just what tomorrow holds, and you're stronger than you know. Hold on, don't let go. When the night is closing in, don't give up and don't give in. This won't last long. It's not the end. You're going to be okay." I love that. It is so encouraging, and not to be dramatic, but I need this kind of encouragement when I'm trying to lose weight and when I've lost my job. I don't care what it is I'm facing. If I'm encountering a setback of some kind, I need this kind of encouragement. Because no matter what it is, my mind has a tendency to make it all big and dramatic. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus all the time. My mind, if left to its own will have me ran off in the ditch real quick. I need to have like an arsenal of these songs and scriptures that keep my mind focused in the right direction so that I don't give up instead of getting up. So it's nice to have this kind of encouragement. And I want to say that, you know, when you have a setback and you are feeling all of the feelings, it's okay. It's okay to feel the feelings of anger or grief or pain or disappointment. We definitely shouldn't pretend that those feelings aren't there. God gives us feelings to help us understand and help us to connect with what's going on. We feel those feelings and then we can release them to the Lord. You know, Lord, I'm angry, but I release this anger to you. I feel this incredible amount of grief and pain, but I release it to you. I'm disappointed, but I release it to you. Situations are what they are, or they were what they were. We can't change that part of our history, but with God, we can and we should look forward with hope. He gives us hope. Resilience is the strengthening of the mind and remembering that with God, there is no end. He makes everything good. And when we look to Him, we can respond with wisdom and hope so that we recover more quickly from what happens to us. We can bounce back quicker. When we have a setback, we can come back quicker than we would if we were without God, quicker than we would if we were just wallowing in whatever it was, in the disappointment, the grief, and the pain. God, you know, because we have Him, we have that edge. Scriptures, the Word of God, the truth of God is our edge. They are the hope that we hang on to and the fuel for our faith. Before I hop off of here today, I just want to share some of my favorite scriptures with you. These are the ones that I have a tendency to go to remind myself of over and over when I'm facing challenges and difficulties. So these are good scriptures to have in your arsenal of faith. Isaiah 41 and 23 says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, Tina, fear not, I am the one who helps you." Talk about getting back up again when you know that God will help you. That just encourages me so much. Romans 8 and 37 says that we are more than conquerors. I love more than in this. We're not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. In other words, we've won before we even started. When we are walking with the Lord, we win before we even start the battle. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, God always leads us to triumph. That means to me that I'm always going to win. I'm always winning. God has always got me. As long as I walk with Him, He's got me. And then in Proverbs 24, 16, it says, "The godly," I'm going to put woman in here because we're gals, right? "The godly woman may trip 7 times, but she'll get back up again." I love that. Talk about, you know, falling, bouncing back. We might fall 7 times, but we're going to get back up again over and over and over. Why? Because we have God, and with God, we have that edge. We are resilient, not because of our own strength, but because of His. His strength, the scripture said, is made perfect in our weaknesses. So I'm going to go back to the lyrics of that song from Jen, and it says, "I know your heart is heavy, but just remember that you are a fighter. You never know what tomorrow holds, but you are stronger than you know. Don't give up and don't give in. This won't last. It's not the end." Exercise your resiliency, girls. get into the scripture, find your tools that help you to get back up again. Arm yourself with an arsenal of truth that helps you to bounce back when you've had a setback. I love you. I'll talk to you again soon.
If you've enjoyed our time together today, please don't keep it to yourself. Spread the love and share the episode with a friend who could use a boost of inspiration, some revelation. That would be awesome. Also, request to join our free Facebook community. It's called Renewed and Radiant. You'll find the link in our show notes for this episode. We would love to have you join us. And one more thing. If you have found value in our conversation today, would you please take a moment and leave a review? Scroll all the way down on your device and click write a review. It's a little bitty spot way at the bottom. If you could leave a review, that would help me reach more ladies who need to join our community of faith-driven self-image warriors. Until next time, my friends, stay blessed, stay radiant, and always remember that your self-image is a masterpiece being revealed. I'll catch you in the next episode.